Well, hello and good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Woo! Today is Wednesday, and you know what that means? This is the day that the Lord has made, and you're rocking it out today with me, Dr. Gina, on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. So let's get started. We have a very exciting show today, and I'm so excited to get started. You know I love my fitness. You know I got health and soul, you guys, mind, body, and soul. And you know I love my fitness gear. And throughout the years of being into this fitness arena, I have gone through many, many, many fitness clothing. I have gone through several different brands and everything. But this one, oh my God, this is a woman that knows a woman, honey, okay? And she knows the fabric is good, how it shapes your body is good, pulls you in while you're getting it together. I love it. And what I love most about it is that it is all biblical based. I mean, God is all up in it. He gave her the vision. He rocked. He formed her, molded her. Oh, I'm not going to tell her story. I can't wait till she comes on. This is Yamise Vieira. We call her Missy. Everybody that knows her clothing calls her Missy. And I want you to know that she is Missy. And she is the girl to go to for your fitness gear, your sports wear. If you are ready to keep moving on in your fitness endeavor, or if you just starting out, this is the product you want to get. I love her. And I love it because she sends you little love notes from God, scriptures and motivational, inspirational notes on a card. You can keep it. You can pin it up on your pin board or your vision board or whatever. It's just a gift that keeps on giving. You know, that's how God does. So anything that he births inside of you just keeps on giving. So I love her. Yamise Vieira, better known as Missy, is joining us, and we're going to be talking about her story. She's going to tell us all about how God did it and how he brought it to this manifestation that we see now. And I have some of the gear, so I love it. All right, so she's going to come on. Then you know my girl, Gina G with the trending T, and what she is going to be joining us. And we got my boy, my homie from D-Town, Detroit, has the gospel house gospel mix. This segment is going to be coming up, and I can't wait for that because we're going to end this whole month with a bang on Wednesday on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. All right, you know I got my ministerial moment, so be prepared for that. We're getting ready to go into that. But I have to go into weather. Oh, what was I thinking? We got all these storms coming, you guys. So much stuff happening. Fire's still going on in California. Got to keep them prayed up. A lot of people lost lives. A lot of people lost homes and everything. We have to keep them prayed up. We got to pray that God provides for them and restores them. Okay, here we are Wednesday. Washington, D.C., we're sunny, 81 degrees. Our high today is going to be 88 degrees. London, 72 degrees, partly cloudy. That's your high. You're waking up to 55 degrees. You got showers coming tomorrow, so be prepared for that. Augusta, Georgia, you are 84 degrees. You got thunderstorms coming at 1 p.m. all afternoon, so be ready for that. Your high today is going to be 90 degrees. And let's see, in Miami, you're 86 degrees. You have showers going on right now, partly cloudy with showers. Your high is 88 degrees. You're going to be clearing up later. South Australia, you are right now 57 degrees. Right now, you're waking up to 48. Tomorrow, your high is going to be 78 degrees, all sunny. So that should be nice. Kenya, you are 90 degrees right now. You're waking up to 71. You got partly cloudy skies right now and going into the morning. Tomorrow, you'll be more cloudy. Your high is going to be 89. Degrees. Let's see, Hawaii, you are 55 degrees right now and clear. 57 is your high. Your 72 is going to be your high. You're waking up to 53 degrees tomorrow. 73 is going to be high. Your high as well with clear skies. Puerto Rico, you're 82 degrees right now, and that's your high. You're going to be waking up to 73 degrees with thunderstorms coming, so be prepared. We got those hurricanes brewing. Louisiana, be on the lookout, take shelter, and all of that. They say that this one is going to do some kind of it's going to have some kind of impact. So just be prepared for that and be watchful. Be obedient to the authorities. If they tell you to leave, please go. Puerto Rico, 64 degrees. You're windy and mostly cloudy right now. 57 is going to be you're waking up to that tomorrow. Showers tomorrow. 69 is your high tomorrow. Listen, you guys, we are really into fall already. Things are just moving along. with the temperatures and everything. All right, you guys, let's go ahead and get the commercial. And I always say, before we go into that, no matter what's going on with you, about you, around you, in your state, in your nation, in your continent, no matter what is going on, please remember that God is still in control. He has the final say. Press into him and see the development of his glory right in the midst of whatever is happening around you. Whatever you see, God can shift that thing immediately, okay? All right, so keep that in mind. Have the faith. I'm faith walking with you, all right? In Jesus' name. All right, we'll be right back after the sponsorship meeting, and we'll be going right into Ministerial Moment. We'll be right back. You know Zion as a physical place of Israel, but did you know that it's also a spiritual reality in you? Bestseller author John Eckhart has strategies for you to embrace your identity as Zion, or the place where God dwells. In his book, I Am Zion, Eckhart invites you to apply the characteristics and blessings in Isaiah 60. Learn how to reach a level of faith that releases blessings, healing, deliverance, promotion, and increase. If you don't understand the benefits that are available to you, you won't seek after them. Harness the reality that you are the dwelling place of God and experience the amazing blessings that are waiting for you. Check out I Am Zion by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold. All right, you guys. I want to encourage somebody today. This is the thing. God put this in my heart, and I don't really know who this is for. I know we hear this all the time. I don't know who this is for, but I know that I'm going to take it because I really, really wanted to be reminded of this, because as we go into the season, you know, we're going to be challenged in a lot of areas in our lives, and a lot of times what we do unconsciously in our subconscious is we go to what we see, what we know, and we try to emulate that. So right now, as God is elevating you and taking you to these arenas that maybe you just, you know, are just like, wow, how did I get here? How is he doing? I mean, because God promotes, he opened doors that no man can shut. He shows us favor. He'll, you know, give us houses we didn't build. We will gain fruit and lands that we didn't sow any seed. I mean, he's just like that. I mean, he does what he does when he wants to. But I want to encourage you is that don't ever emulate anybody that you see part-time. Whoever you see part-time, that's not the person that you emulate. What you have to emulate is Christ, who you can see all the time. Come on, somebody. All you have to do is look at what God has done. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Emulate him. He has been consistent. You know that he is good. You know he is merciful. You know he is able. You know he is majestic. You know he is powerful. You know that he's a healer. He's a deliverer. He's a sustainer. He's the judge and the jury. Jesus is advocating for you. He's your advocator. Come on, somebody. He's your defender. He is the one that fights your battles. He is consistent. If you think about all through your life, every single time you have gotten in a bind, or even when you didn't, he blessed you when you didn't even expect it. He did something for you when you didn't even dream or think about it. He said words to you to comfort you when nobody else was there but you and him. He was there for you when everybody left you. He was there when nobody had an answer for you. He gave you an answer. He gave you a comforter. He gave you a teacher. He gave you the power, the blood of Jesus Christ. He gave you resurrection power. He's consistent. If you want to be like anybody, be like Jesus. Come on. Listen, you only see these folks part-time. You only see, not even part-time. Some of y'all see them one-fourth of the time of their whole life by them being on a platform or seeing them on a YouTube video. You don't know those people. So I suggest that in this time, when you reaching for something to copy Jesus, when you reaching for somebody to emulate, emulate Jesus. When you're looking for somebody to be like Jesus. Come on now. Don't be just a Christian. Be Christ-like. Come on. Be a believer and believe that he has the power to transform, heal, and deliver. And when you need something, he is able to provide for you. Come on, somebody. He is a groundbreaker. He is a door opener. He will shut the door too. And as a matter of fact, those wrong people that want to seduce you, he will push them back and kick them over to the left. To the left, to the left. I just love me some Jesus. I'm sorry. I just love all that he is. I mean, when I think about how I depended on or sought after or wanted to be like somebody else because I didn't know no better, I'm telling you, all the years and the time that I wasted, the disappointment and the letdown, and then when I finally tapped into the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, when I realized what he went through in Gethsemane, all that he sacrificed for me, just little old ratchet me, the ex-drug user, the ex-stripper, the ex-prostitute, the one that didn't even know her identity, the one that didn't even understand the power in his name, the one that didn't even know that he can comfort her whenever she felt she was lonely, the one that was desperate for some kind of attention, the one that wanted to be advocated for, protected, and fought, that didn't know that I had all of that access to the kingdom of God, the one that didn't have no clarity on who he is and how powerful he is and that he created me and he loved me no matter what I did or said and that he was willing to change me, transform me, make me more like him despite all I did and all that I've been through. Come on, somebody. I don't want to be like nobody but Jesus. Y'all need to go ahead and say, I want to be like Jesus. The way they said they want to be like Mike, you need to be like, I want to be like Jesus. Come on, somebody. This is the day that the Lord has made. I speak resurrection power in every dead area in your life right now. I speak a rebirth and a revival in you right now. I speak that you will be want to be more like Jesus, that you would want to be more like Christ, that you would want to have the heart of the Father and the mind of the Christ. I speak that you would have a close relationship with Holy Spirit, and Holy Spirit would teach you all things, and he would be your comforter when they run away from you. I believe and declare that you shall have resurrection power that will bring you into your destiny, that you will be born and transformed into a new creature that God has already predestined you to be in the name of Jesus. Now, you guys go on and run with that enthusiasm and go on and run with that anointing and go ahead and run with that power and go ahead and get excited for the things of God, because this is a new day. We're getting ready to go into a new season. September is the 9th month of the year. I got to believe that no matter what is going on, you're going to see miracles and signs from God. You're going to operate in them. You're going to be ignited with the flames of fire in your belly. You'll birth out new ideas. You'll go to places that you never thought you would go to. You will meet new people that you never thought you would meet. You will go through a purging. You will go through a cleansing, because that's what it's going to take to be like Jesus. You're going to go through some losses, but you're going to gain a whole lot more. I think about Job and how he gained 100-fold in return. Sacrifice and give it all up for Jesus. Be like Jesus. He gave it up for us, so you give it up for him. All right? All right. Oh, God, I feel so good today. Woo! Wait, we're going to get ready for Missy. We're going to take a commercial break just so I can bring it down just a little bit. But I don't know, her testimony is fire. So I know you're going to continue to be encouraged. We'll be right back after these messages.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
And so Okay, just say a few words.
Okay. Hello, everyone. This is Joanna Beck with Joanna Beck Ministries, and you are now listening to Dr. Gina's radio show.
Okay. I like it. Okay, but Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Your chat. Oh,
right, okay. Everybody, this is that. Yeah. And we're going to do it again starting now.
Hello, everyone. This is Joanna Beck with Joanna Beck Ministries, and you are now listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat.
I love it. That's so good. Nice job, Doug. Love that. Gina G. Hey, girly. Comedian Gina G. How are you?
I am doing well this morning. Sister, how are you?
Fantastic. I just feel like fire today, boy. I feel so good. I'm excited about I'm just so excited what God is doing. Listen, I want you to help me welcome Yamise. She's going to be joining us, Yamise Vieira, better known as Missy, my new sportswear girl, lady entrepreneur. I love her stuff. Welcome, Missy.
Welcome.
Thank you, Dr. Gina. Thank you, ladies. Thank you for having me. It's an honor.
Oh, you are so welcome. Listen, I met her on Instagram. I saw her stuff. I was like, I love her stuff. I loved her pictures. I love, the logo. I just loved it. It looked like it was well thought out. Her models were it just looked very, very professional to the point it took my interest. I love the time that she took to the pictures, the models, the people that wore stuff, the people that purchased her stuff. I mean, it was just well timely and with well taste. And we do know about that, Gina G, right? We know about how if your stuff is not promoted well,
yes, we do.
I don't care how good your stuff look, it'll be a complete turnoff.
Yes, it will.
But Missy's it was something glorious about your advertisement and your marketing process. First of all, tell everybody where you're from and when did you get this desire and this passion for fitness wear?
So I'm from Chicago, Illinois. The Lord began to speak to me and put it in my heart this year to start encouraging women, to start motivating women, the importance of getting women spiritually and physically fit. So I believe I launched maybe the beginning of July, actually.
What you say now? The beginning of July? Really? Yes. This year?
I just said, wait, what?
This year, yes.
Wow, that is impressive. Wow. Wait a minute. Yes. This year, this was birthed out this year.
This year, this was birthed out. The beginning of July. in August, yeah. Last month, actually. And I'm just grateful the Lord has been, has his hand all over it, has been just opening doors and letting me reach out to women. I've been trying to send an encouraging word and making sure that I send a word with every outfit that I send out. I realize that people need encouragement. People need to know Jesus. And just like you mentioned earlier, if you want to be like anyone, be like Christ, follow Jesus. So, that's at the center of everything and the core of everything I do is, to bring Jesus glory. And I'm just grateful.
I guess that I am just in awe of the quick work. You know what I'm saying? Like that is like when you know God is in it. You hear what I'm saying, Gina?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, that is like, okay, you got to give us some more background. Okay. You might be a little shy. I got to dig in deep, Gina. I got to come on in.
Come on.
I got to understand what happened last year. Tell me something. What happened last year? Was it something last year? Was there any inkling? Was there any indication? Were you always into sports? Were you always into fitness? Tell us a little bit about the background of, did it just come miraculously out of nowhere? I mean, because we do need to know that.
So I had actually been into fitness maybe 5 or 6 years ago. I was working out with a trainer. I was real consistent, and my working out. Then I got pregnant with my daughter, and for like 5 or 6 years, I just fell off completely, was not working out, took big important positions. I'm a nurse. I'm a registered nurse, and, you know, I worked as a director and a manager, and I just let the stress of everyday life get to me, and I took, my comfort was food. So the Lord had been tugging at my heart the importance of me getting physically in shape and getting back on track. And I started that journey this year in January. And once I began to get on track and post my videos and some of what I had going on, I had started to notice how many women I was motivating and were reaching out to me, asking me for help and how to get them started. And somehow in the midst of all that, the Lord began giving me dreams of me being in business, you know, working with women, and it just all fell into place real smooth. When it's from God, it just, you don't have to force the hand. Everything sort of just falls into place, and that's how it's been.
I love it. And then I love the fact because, you know, just to be even transparent with you, I mean, when I started the fitness journey and, you know, God was introducing me to these different people and things like that, and I was connecting with some people and that made a heavy hit in the fitness arena, you know, it was very easy. And I want to tell people that there's a difference with, okay, because I want people to understand this. There is a destiny lane. Some things could be added on to you to be part of the vision, you know, that God has added on. But then there's people that this is their lane. Does that make sense to you? Whereas that's why you can't really compare, because when he at, like, say, for instance, with me, it's ministry more so than anything. I mean, my heart is for souls, and not saying that yours isn't, but then God has me in a different lane of ministering to people. But the fitness part was part of my journey that people started grabbing onto and wanted to be a part of. They started liking the devotionals mixed with the fitness videos that I was putting out on social media. And I did one video, right? And so people were, you know, have been buying the video, and I've been training people, but that was just part of my journey. So when I connect with people that I hear that God is like giving this vision to, I mean, you can tell that there's a difference. Do you understand what I'm saying? And I want people to understand that when they go into entrepreneurship, God may have given you a piece of the vision, but don't assume that it's the whole vision. That's what I want to say. Find out truly what your purpose is, and do that, and these doors like this will open for you. And that's what's happened for you. Now, I can imagine, has he given you even more stuff other than sportswear? I say sportswear. I don't know if you call it sportswear or fitnesswear. I didn't want to limit the weight trainers and the, you know, the people that do soccer. Yeah. And I didn't want to limit nobody.
Right, absolutely. So we have a storefront opening. It's a nutrition club that my cousin is opening in a few weeks here in Chicago, Illinois. And we will be offering fitness classes twice a day. I will sell my athletic wear. Running with the Word will be available for purchase at Sleek and Healthy. And from there, you know, after every workout class, we always pray. We hope to incorporate some kind of Bible study and just bring the Word of God into the business and just into everything we do. We realize that some people don't read the Bible, some people don't go to church, but some people, we will be the only Bible they read. So yeah, we just want to be the example of Christ for all the women out there to follow.
I love it. We should get together. And I used to, before this year, I used to do boot camps. So I would love to partner with you. I like to partner with people in each city and stuff like that, and do like a boot camp, like somewhere outside for free, and just let people be blessed and stuff like that. So maybe we can get some stuff like that together. Gina, did you have it? Athletic wear? I'm sportswear, fitnesswear, athletic wear. Athletic wear for Running the Word, right? That's what it is. Running the Word.
Running with the Word. Running with the Word.
Running with the Word. Running with the Word. And you guys can go on runningwiththeword.com, and you can check out her line. It is so well put together. Her website is so well put together. I cannot stress that enough. It is so important that people put your stuff together, please. Gina, what you got to say? You got any questions for Missy?
Well, Missy, I just think it's so dope. It's crazy how fitness and inspiring people, I don't know, it seems like it's hitting everybody. I've been on a fitness journey for the last couple of months, probably a little bit right when the quarantine started. And one day, I mean, I just went live with a friend of mine, and we were just working out and cracking up laughing. And I got so many inboxes about how motivating it was and inspiring. And I'm looking like, wait, what? I broke a little sweat, but I didn't know I was saving lives around here. So I just think that, like you said, you never know, you know, what you're doing for someone else. For you, it was a simple, you know, you getting your life back on track. And now look how many women, you know, that you have helped and motivated. So it's just God to just, just confirming some things for me. But I just love that you just kind of just did it, like, for yourself first. And then others were able to look at you and say, hey, I can do it too, versus someone that's out here, you know, that they're trying to get people's money or get people, you know, it's a lot of stuff going on right now. So for you to take it self and then help others, I think that is like one of the best, you know, journeys possible. And I just commend you for it and thank you, because we need it.
That is the best testimony, is that when God reached you first, I mean, you can only deliver the message if it's coming from the place of sincerity and transparency. So that's how people can connect with you. When he's in and molding you and doing a work in you, then that draws other people to him doing something in you. And so therefore you can be the encouragement and everything. And a lot of people don't allow themselves to be the visual board of what God can do. They don't allow themselves to be exposed, and so you don't even really know where the heck it came from. You just Jenna said, you know, well, what are you trying to do? You just want to sell, you just want to be a famous person, you just want to be popular, or is this something that you really like to do? Do you even like at working out? I mean, do you have more than five outfits that you work out in? Because some people only got like a pair of shorts, they wear the same thing, and that's not a problem. But how are you going to be a fitness designer if you don't even have a one outfit? You don't even know how the crouch is supposed to be, or the behind is supposed to do, or the stomach area is supposed to do. I mean...
that's so funny. Yeah, laughing but at you know me. What?
I'm just being honest.
It's a ministry for me. Yeah, it's a ministry for me, and it's, you know, doing the Lord's work is my calling. It's to motivate women, to encourage women. I've been working with women in my church. The Lord called me to work with the women. It's been 5 years now. So, you know, where he leads, I follow. And when he's in it'll be blessed.
Well, let me tell you.
And maybe you can come out and visit us for our grand opening.
Oh, when is the grand opening?
I think it's going to be the second week of September, but I'll send you the information.
Yes, that would be great. And I would tell everybody and announce it on air. I am loving the story. I mean, she said yes. She was obedient. You heard it. God picked her back up. She was in a slump. She wasn't feeling it. I don't care. And then God gave it to her. That's what I love. Mm-hmm. God picked her up. God woke her up. God gave her the faith to go forth, and she said yes, despite how far she had, you know, came away. Look what he did in 6 months. Come on, somebody. At her yes. And I'm telling you, you would think that she'd been in business for at least 5 to 10 years. If you go on her website, if you go on her social, girl, that's the only reason. I mean, it wasn't nothing but God. Because I get offers of fitness stuff. They want me to model their stuff. They want me to, you know, talk about their stuff. I done been in situations where I promoted people's stuff. I done wore their stuff and all of that stuff. And the stuff was good, but it wasn't attractive. The marketing thing, you have to be attractive to the people. If God connects you to the masses, are you ready? Are you set up? Does it look right? Is it appealing? Yeah. I mean, you know, is it clean? Does it make every person with every kind of body or shape feel comfortable? Or are you promoting fake breasts and fake butts and fake. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. Like, okay. I mean, you have mm-hmm. to. You have the one thing that I hear. A lot of people, I read comments and reviews a lot, like Fashion Nova, for instance, right? A lot of their people are so offended because they alter the bodies in the pictures, right? And Fashion Nova has openly admitted that they do that. But the one cry that I hear from the people, and I read their comments, is why do you keep messing with the people's body? Why do you keep altering these bodies? Why do you keep doing that? And see, that's what I'm saying. It's the marketing piece of it. It doesn't matter if you got a fake butt or fake breast or whatever, sculptured, you know, fat transfer. I don't care what you do. Whatever you're doing, that's between you and God. My thing is that I love the websites that actually appeal to every woman. That makes every person feel good. So if they do have a slamming body, the promotion is you can have this too. You can actually work and God can help you through this process and you can be fit too. That's what I like about your stuff. It reaches out sincerely Amen. To the hearts and souls of every woman and it doesn't make them feel hopeless because they don't have money to go get a surgery or they don't want to get a surgery. They really want their own body to be transformed. And I love what your product does. Go with running with the word. I just feel the anointing. May Amen. God continue to bless yeah. you and increase you even the more in your ministry and all that it's doing through the fitness, athletic wear, and through the nutrition and all that God has for you, books and recipes and videos and all of that. I just speak that over you and your family in the name of Jesus. And I just Amen. Thank God for your testimony being such a blessing. What can take you a lifetime, God will do it in a blink of an eye. Oh, yes. What a story.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you so much. I received all those words. God is good.
Well, listen, is there anything that you want to leave? First of all, before I want you to say something encouraging to women and, you know, let them know whatever you feel like God has been showing you and speaking into your heart concerning women or even people in general in this season and time with this pandemic before you give your social media and contact information.
Sure. I just want to say to the ladies listening, to the women particularly, to believe in yourself, believe in your dreams. If God places something in your heart, step out, do it afraid, do it in fear. There's no other way to do it. He will bless you. He's with you. You are not forgotten. And I just want to encourage the women. God has a calling for everyone, for each one of us. We're all special to him. Just seek out that time with him, and he will reveal things to you and give you ideas and strategies on how to move forward. How you mentioned the marketing, that really touched me because prior to me launching, the Lord gave me a dream, and he showed me that my clothes would sell because of the marketing. So praise God for always giving you the confirmation when you need it. And thank you, ladies, for having me. Be blessed.
Girl, we love you, Missy. Yes, tell everybody girl. Where they can follow you. Gina, are you going on her stuff now? Are you checking it out? I want you to check it out while she's talking.
I'm looking. I'm pulling.
You can follow me on Instagram, Running with the Word. You can shop online at runningwiththeword.com.
I just had to get her because, I mean, she's cute as a button. Her daughter is adorable. Her cousin is the bomb. That's your cousin that work out with the tattoos and stuff that be modeling your stuff. Is that your partner?
Yeah, that's my cousin who's opening up a nutrition shop, Speaking Healthy, yes. Mary.
I mean, bomb. You can tell she got it going on. Y'all just look really cute and adorable, and I love how y'all represent. You know, y'all national. Everything about you is just. I love it. I love it. I love how you representing your community. I love how it's going down. I just love it. You guys, Chicago, Detroit. You know how Detroit, y'all go over to Chicago and visit. Go and check them out when they open. I will announce it as soon as she gives me the information so you can make that trip over there. And while you're going to the Gucci store, you can go right over there to their store and buy some athletic wear and get your nutrition stuff and all of that, okay? And then what else? What else I got to say before you go?
Ooh,
I love you.
You see her stuff, Gina?
You see her stuff, Gina?
I am on here, and I'm loving this yellow, this little princess who started kindergarten. You know what? I am just all on this thing.
And, you know, I got a couple of her outfits. I just love them all. And it's so many more that I want to get, but you are definitely now my favorite of all. I love, 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 love. And, okay, we're going to let you go.
I'm sorry.
We're just going to keep you on a little longer. And I'm sending you those books right now today, actually, after the show. So be on the lookout for that. And I signed every last one of them. So you can have that to give to your ministerial mentees. And
thank you so much. We appreciate it. The ladies are excited. And that book, that was a powerful testimony, girl. I read that in one sitting. That was amazing.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. God is doing it, girl. He does it. Well, Missy, this is my girl, Yamise Vieira. Better known as Missy, running with the word. Go on, girl, and keep on running so we can just see that all of that stuff that God getting ready to do for you, your obedience. Hallelujah. I'm so excited. It's a good day. All right, Missy,
thank you,
love
lady.
You.
All right, love you too. Take care. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye now.
Future.
Oh, Gina.
Ooh, with the zipper. Ooh, it's one that's got the zipper on it, honey. Oh, this is just... Oh, God. I'm too thrilled.
I know, right? In 6 months. And you know. You already know. Look at our stuff. Look. Look at how the nice. You can see the front and the back. And it's not you know what I'm saying? It's not all seductive and just random.
Oh, no. Right. It is just for your body. It covers up everything that needs to be covered up in the right places. I mean, I am just so, I'm over here. I'm in it. I'm get off of this.
And the prices are reasonable. I just want everybody to know that prices are reasonable across. And she gives sales. She has sales too. So you got to follow her so you can know the sales, you guys. Because them leggings, oh my God.
Stop.
I love the print and the feel of those leggings. Ooh, love them. Give you butt and everything. If you
I'm all the way at the beginning of the month. Let me get off of this thing. I done made it all the way. I'm on her page since July. I'm looking at everything.
Everything. She got tops and all. All right, you guys. Gina G with the Trinity. Gina G with the Trinity. What you say? She got the Trinity. I say, what you say? She got the Trinity for you and me. That's Gina G with the Trinity for you and me. Hey,
come on, y'all already know it's for you and me. Y'all already know. It's for you and me. Oh, my God. All right. So let me get this tea going, you guys, because there's a lot of stuff going on. You know, there's a lot of natural disasters that's going on that people don't even know about. So if you don't, I need you guys to get on that weather channel, because there's a lot going on in the world that's bigger than that little bubble that you're living in, you guys. So Laura is a Category 3 storm that is set to make landfall today, actually, in Texas, near the Louisiana border. So you guys, please pray for Louisiana, Texas there. Everybody's been boarding things up. And if you guys know anything, you know Louisiana, honey, since Katrina. They don't need no more water, wind, or rain, but it is coming. I'm talking about winds at 115 miles per hour, you guys. So make sure you keep Louisiana, Texas, and everybody on that side in your prayers. We got some young activists that are demanding that more schools teach Black history. I mean, it's very rare that you'll get Black history inside of classrooms versus, everything is, slavery and, all the hard times. But, I mean, African-American people have done
so much positivity and has shaped this world and has shaped America. And so I do believe that the schools need to get more Black history programs and more teachings, because, I mean, I think last year, I don't even remember, since elementary school, honestly, I don't recall my son having any huge, you know, Black history reports, book reports, or you know, vision boards or anything like that. So I think it is well needed. And this is in Denver, you guys, where the public schools are ready to teach more Black education in the schools. We had Melania Trump speak yesterday. You know, God bless her and whoever wrote that speech. And if somebody could have just took the batteries out of her back, I would have appreciated it. But you know what? I think she is. I think she may be a wonderful person. I think she is married to someone that she doesn't want to be. But we ain't gonna get in too deep. If you didn't see the speech, then you ain't seeing the signs. But honey, that baby was cold. We also want to send love, you guys. We got to send love over to California, my home. I mean, more than 650 wildfires, you guys, have sparked, which burned over 1.25 million acres of land since the 15th of this month. California got struck by lightning so many times, you guys. It wasn't even rain. It was just like a lightning shower. And it's destroyed over 1,400 buildings in California, you guys. So you guys definitely please make sure you pray for the state of California. It seems like these fires are always. It's like California is like the fire capital in them hills up there. But so now they have to wear the mask for the COVID. And now you guys are wearing masks for the smoke and stuff that's coming from the mountains. And we just want to say, also, I want to send a shout out to the family, honey, of Jacob Blake, who was shot by police officers, you guys, in Wisconsin. He was 29 years old. He was shot in the back 7 times. I know he resisted arrest. I know he didn't want to go to jail. I know he didn't listen to every command. But you guys, I mean, come on. I mean, I really don't believe no one needs to be shot 7 times. Not only 7 times, but in the back, which means there was no, you know, your life wasn't even threatened at the time. So it's just continue to pray for our country, you guys, because we need it in this time. And I really do believe things are going to get a little worse before they get better, but they will get better. So that is the silver lining. That is God speaking through me that it will get better. So keep your faith, you guys. Keep trusting and believing. Keep praying. And Lord have mercy. Just watch out. That's all I can say. Because this stuff coming from left and right. And what she said, yeah, I said it. Watch out, y'all. Because as if you open your heart and you open your heart to good things, a lot of bad things can come in as well. So I want you guys to just be aware and know the signs and symptoms. And just love on one another, you guys. Come on now. We're going to get through this, but it's going to take some time. And that's all.
Jesus.
And my team just trying to save the world. That's all, y'all. That's all I'm trying to do.
I'ma tell you, that was so good. I just want to say one thing about the speech. I'm not saying anything other than what I'm saying, but all I know is that there was so much reading prompters on the left for a couple of seconds, then on the right for a couple of seconds, and every now and again you might get a glimpse in the middle just to seem like you connected in some kind of way.
She was most like, of the please time, don't look at me.
It was to lying. The left, to the right, to the left, to the right.
I'm like, you know, since she don't even like holding his hand. So this is what kind of got me, because there's so many videos of him trying to, like, you know, grab her hand and hold her hand walking down or doing anything, and she never wants to hold this man's hand. So to hear her speak so highly of him last night was just, I was just blown away. And I just want you guys to know that, and I'm not calling her the devil, I'm not calling nobody the devil, I'm not, please don't take that. But I'm just going to say, when he spread that peanut butter on that toast, honey, he spreads it on there. The devil ain't shy about spreading that peanut butter. Ain't not one piece of toast is gonna be left without no peanut butter. And when I tell you the lies were spread thick last night, Jesus, Lord, y'all just pray for us, please. And you know what? And you know what? Honestly, Gina, I don't feel like Donald Trump, and I'm just going to be honest and transparent, because I don't feel like the man is a horrible man. And I'm just going to be honest with you. I feel like he has, you know, a lot of maybe, you know, great ideas, and, you know, and you can learn anything. But I think that his roots, honey, his soul, it just won't allow him to do the great things as necessary. You know, God gave him this position thinking, you know, maybe in hopes that he would do something right with it. And he did not. And that's the only thing. I'm not going to say the man is racist. I think he's really just a rich and poor type of person. I think he's always grown up with money. You know, so I think he can't even relate to a poor person. So that's just, you know, that's just my kind of up and downs with Donald Trump. But, you know, you guys, he's a reality star. He's a millionaire. He's not a president. So let's just get somebody, anybody in there.
Know who you're dealing with. That's all. And don't expect wine from the lemon. Okay.
That's all. Thank you. There you go. There you go. You said it best. Thank you so much. Like, don't fault him because the baby don't know. He don't know.
Right.
But we need to get somebody in there that does.
Well, listen, we're going to continue this after we're going to get some after that load. And it was good. That was good stuff. That's the truth roof. That's what's on CNN and MBNS, whatever. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm saying?
MBS, I don't know, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's all over the news. But just in case you didn't watch, she caught you up, because it ain't nothing but the truth. We're going to take a break because we want to get inspired. Oh, man, we want to get uplifted by house music gospel mix by my boy DJ Davis, James Spivey. You got to follow him, you guys, on Instagram. He is actually on Instagram, DJ. I want to make sure, because I call him Dave Spivey, so I want to make sure that I lead you to the right, because he's got two. So go to DJ _ Spivey, Spivey _ radio, DJ _ Spivey _ radio, and go and follow him now. This is going to be a remix for gospel, which I love this. I love his segment. But first, we're going to take a commercial break, and then we're going to go right into DJ Dave Spivey's gospel house mix. All right? We'll be right back after all of that.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The Keys Against the Enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things that's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Let love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Say whatever you want to say, and then at the end just say, and now you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. You ready?
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Yeah, Dr. Okay. Gina's with an S.
Gotcha.
And we're going to start taping now.
What's up, everybody? It's Randy Weston of Judah Band, and you're listening to Dr. One more time.
It's all right. You can just keep doing it until you get it right.
What's up, everybody? It's Randy Weston of Judah Band, and you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Down on my
All right. That was, I know, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
I mean, totally forgot it was about the Lord. Do you hear me? That's how his mixes make you feel. You just get to grooving and in between you thank you, Lord. You know, God is good. Love it.
It is so good to work out with. I have one of his mixes that I do with my training and my boot camp. I love it. I mean, it has everything, everybody, everything. And it just, it's so like that. It keeps you moving and keep you going.
It does.
Like I said, go on and follow Dave Spivey. That's my man, man. He's got another one has got a lot of favor. God told him to do this, and it's just not my show. He's got so many different outlets. You need to check him out. DJ Spivey, you need to check him out. He's got a YouTube channel that's, I think, has reached over 1 million people or some 10 million, something like that. He got a lot of subscribers, and it's, I mean, all over the world. Somebody was playing something, I think in Brazil, had like used one of his mixes, and it was a guy that was playing the Congos outside, and it was people like for the people out in the street, and they made mm-hmm. this video of the guy playing the Congos outside at different times, and they put Dave's mix to that video.
Wow, girl, see, look at that.
I'm telling you, DJ underscore Spivey. _ radio. Go and check him out.
mm-hmm. I'm trying to tell you, you know, your name is definitely in rooms that your feet haven't touched yet, ladies. So just, you know, ladies and gentlemen, so just continue to work. You never know what's happening. You'll never know what God is doing behind closed doors. Never.
I know, that's right. I mean, it's just amazing to me. I just thank God. I love being connected to people that are being led by God, that has faith, you know, in the things that, you know, that he's doing. So it's just been such an amazing show. I mean, we had a great time this morning with Ministry, a moment with Missy. I love her name. And Vieira, yeah. Jamis Vieira. And then you, my friend, Gina G, comedian Gina G, and Dave Spivey. So, yeah, it's been on fire since the beginning of the show.
It's been a great show.
I just felt the Holy Spirit moving.
I'm so excited, sis. I'm so excited. You guys, make sure you need to check out my sister on her page. Make sure you ask Alexa to play Gina's radio chat. Make sure you ask in Apple Radio and all iHeart and everybody else. And you follow me on Gina G2 Funny. Make sure you come check it out, The Closet, on Thursdays, you guys, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on my Instagram, Gina G2 Funny. And God is just moving, Gina, and I'm just really excited for the future. That's it. That's it. I'm not scared. Well, not a lot scared, but I'm excited mostly. You guys take care of one another, man. We have to.
All what I know going, is sister? That God is going to do it. That's all I know. If it ain't faith, then it ain't worth it. If it ain't mm-hmm. by faith, it ain't worth it. If you can do it by yourself, then God going to get the glory. I want to see him moving. You know, I want to see him doing things supernaturally and stuff like that. I mean, it's just so many stories. I have so many testimonies of how God, just because of yes, you know, so many trips that mm-hmm. I took and didn't even have the money to go and barely even knew, you know, if we was going to have enough gas to get there, and then see God move and give favor. You know, sometimes it's not what you think. You know, it may not come in the way that you think. And sometimes you're thinking over here and he got something over there. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's kind of, it's really a faith walk. Everything about it is to give him glory. And I'm telling you, like I said, if you want to be like anybody, be like Jesus. I mean, that's all I got to say. Be like him. And that's the more you want to be like him, the more opportunities you'll get in this modern day and age and time to minister, to encourage, to help someone else, to be a blessing. And all of those things will be added on to you as long as you keep God first. And I can't even say it enough. This has been an amazing show. Thank you so much, Gina G, for your trending tea. Like I said, that was right on time. And if you don't know, now you know. So for sure. That's for sure. All right, you guys. Live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. Until next time, we are loving you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.